It may be surprising for you to hear that when it comes to influencing today's teens, parents generally rank at the top of the list. As a matter of fact, the Barna Group has revealed that 47% of teenagers say their parents have the greatest influence on their spiritual development. Well, let's think about that challenge for a moment. Joining me is Barry St. Clair, founder and president of Reach Out Youth Solutions and the author of Parent Fuel, which more than a book is a complete set of resources designed to equip parents to love God with all their hearts and teach their teens to do the same. Barry, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Wayne. I'm glad to be with you.
Do you think that parents of teens and preteens really understand how critical it is to be involved in their kids' lives?
Most of the time, not. And the reason I say that is because evangelical parents tend to, when their kids get to be teenagers, think that their kids now have, their friends have more influence, media has more influence, their kids would rather hang out with their friends and not hang out with their parents, and so there's a little bit of pushback there, and they parents say, you know, I'm just going to back, my kids are backing away, so I'm going to back away. I'm going to take them to church, give them to the youth pastor, he's going to fix them, I'll pick them up when they graduate. That tends to be sort of the mentality that parents have. I have minimal involvement on any kind of in-depth level. But the thing we found is that parents are a critical bridge, especially during those teenage years.
You've spent a lot of years working with teens, understanding teens, challenging teens spiritually, and it seems like you're kind of coming back to the parents now and saying, hey, we need to do our part as well.
One of the things we've discovered in equipping youth leaders and working with churches across the country, really around the world, is that parents are the number one youth leaders in the world. All the research would back that up, and even intuitively, we as parents know, you know, I do really, in my heart of hearts, know that I have influence with my kids. Kids look at their parents as heroes. They really do. And when a parent moves away instead of toward their kids, they diminish that influence. In fact, we talk a lot about how do you maximize your influence with your kids? How then do you make that investment in your kids so that you can maximize that influence? Very critical for parents to begin to think that way as opposed to the pushback, I don't think I need to be hanging around with my kids at this point in their life.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what it means to be a teenager today. There's lots of speculation on our parts as parents, but what is it really like to be a teen?
You kind of look at kids on the sort of a two-story kind of a view, and on the top story you see kids who are look normal, acting fairly normal, as normal as teenagers can act, and they are, they're with their friends, they go to school, they're popular, they're not popular, they're, you know, doing whatever kids are doing, boyfriends, girlfriends, lots of movies, entertainment, things like that, but really when you get down to the basement level, what you see is an incredible amount of pain and hurt that kids have, that if you just do a little scratch and sniff, looking below the surface a little bit, you see kids with amazing amounts of pain, oftentimes that parents don't really know about. That's why in Parent Fuel, one of the things that we do is really point people toward being that bridge, building that bridge of relationship to their kids so that they really can see into their kids' hearts and know their kids' hearts. Absolutely critical if we're going to really be an influence on our kids' lives.
All right, help us construct that bridge or at least get an idea of what is involved in building that bridge. You talk a lot about parents having a purpose and a strategy. I think sometimes as parents, we just hope to get through these years and we don't think about having a purpose.
Yeah, I think that's true. A couple of thoughts there. One would be that our goal with Parent Fuel is to equip parents to love God with all their hearts and to lead their kids to do the same. And unless you see that as your parenting purpose, then you have no intentionality or direction toward doing that. So you just sort of then, maybe you're in the church environment, maybe maybe your kids are around that a little bit, but you're not, as a parent, not being intentional about it. Our hope is to help parents begin to be intentional. And then the second part of that is to say then, as a dad, as a mom, how do I invest in my kids? How do I make a spiritual investment, a relational investment, a prayer investment? So that really what we talk about is how does a parent disciple their kids? The way we do that, I think, in some very simple practical ways that we lay out in this book and our resources in Parent Fuel, is one, we begin to pray for our kids. Number two, we build this relational bridge to our kids. And number three, then we say, I am both a formal and informal discipler of my kids. How do I informally invest in them when we're around the house and do that in a way that I'm really aware of what's going on with God in them? And then secondly, I'm going to do this in a formal way. I did that with my son for about 5 years. My son Jonathan and five of his friends met at a Chick-fil-A every Tuesday morning at 6:30, and we opened God's Word and said, we're here to become men of God. And those guys, being young and immature guys at the time, kind of didn't always treat it with with great respect. They were goofy guys, but today every one of them is walking with God, and much of it because of the investment that was made there. So I look at that and I go, you know, that was a worthwhile investment on my part with those kids.
So the message is, don't give up,
and choose up front to make the investment, and as you do, then it'll make a lot of difference. And in Parapuel, what we've done is laid out in very practical and specific ways how you build that bridge, and then how you invest in your kids in a way that disciples them and helps them grow spiritually. So that now as a parent, my kids look at me as a hero. As a parent, I then am on the other side of that saying, whether they see me as a hero or not, I'm going to be a person who takes an intentional approach to shaping and forming my kids' lives spiritually. A lot of parents, that creates fear because they're saying, you know, I don't know a whole lot. But what we've done in Parapuel is given them all the tools they need to be able to do that in a meaningful and practical and specific way every week with a whole set of tools that they can use to do it.
Well, I know we've only scratched the surface here in the few minutes that we have, but there is much more available through the book and the resources, Parent Fuel. It's published by Crossway, but you probably have a website as well, right?
Yes, we do. www.parentfuel.org.
All right. Barry St. Clair of Reach Out Youth Solutions, the author of Parent Fuel. Barry, thank you, and thank you for listening. I'm Wayne Shepherd.